Morning, Jeff. It's JGG. I think I heard Rick out there. Maybe he was over on 86. I'm not sure.
Oh, he might be. I just seen him pop up on the APRS. You want to switch over there and have a combo?
Yes, sir. Just late 86. I think you'll hear him over there. I think he said 86. It's JGG. Just late.
WDADX?
KCATS, KCATS, WGAW.
Any PCJ listening?
KA8SPW, mobile.
WG8. W. Is anybody out there? WGAW, Indian River.
Go ahead, Indian River. This is KF8CQV, south under Torch Lake.
Hello there. Sorry I didn't hear the call sign, but thanks for answering me. I'm in Indian River, Michigan. My name is Rod, WG8W.
Hey, Rod. Rich here, south under Torch Lake. Pretty far jog to the Sheboygan repeater, but I'm able to make it in from down here, and your signal's coming in great. Sound real good.
On top of that, I'm on a Sheboygan repeater here on 14674. And I know they got it linked up to a bunch of other stuff, so I think it's cool. I really like that.
Yeah, roger that. I'm on the Sheboygan 674 as well right now, and I think it's great, Northern Michigan link system. It's pretty cool, because where I'm at the base of a bunch of hills, and I can't pick up Leelanau County, which is just a stone's throw from me, as the crow flies, but with the topography, I can't make it in. But through the link system, I'm able to get over there, so pretty cool thing.
I know what you mean. I really like this, and I'm glad that they finally did that to this system here. And there's a, I don't know how far south it goes, but nice to hear you. What did you say your name was? I think you told me, but I missed it.
Yeah, the name's Rich, and my call sign is KF8. CQV.
Okay, Rich. KF8 Charlie Quebec Bravo.
Sorry about that. I should have given it to you phonetically. Kilo Foxtrot 8 Charlie Quebec Victor. V Victor.
Okay, thank you. We got it now. Okay, I don't have QRZ booted up or anything right now. I'm just out here in Hamsack and oh, boy. I was getting things arranged so I could get... I'm going to Atlanta here in just about 20 minutes. Oh, 15 minutes. I'll be leaving. I'm headed to Atlanta, Michigan. And I got a 2-meter amplifier and a 2-meter 440 radio that a friend of mine there in Atlanta is going to fix for me. I got... my radio's got the display lights went out, and my amplifier, the darn thing, it transmits fine. It's just when I unkey, I don't get any receive back through it, so somehow it's blocking the receive off. So he's gonna check that out for me and get it going there. So it'll be nice.
Well, you got beautiful weather for driving. Sure, it's nice to see the sun again and. Streets should just be wet for you, and that's a fun trip too when you're getting something taken care of like that. There's nothing more frustrating than having some of your gear go down.
I've been using the 2-meter amplifier for a long time, and then when I tried to use it here, I noticed that it would transmit fine, 170 watts out, with 35 watts in, but it wouldn't put out, it wouldn't receive anything, and so, something with a TR switch in the amp, I'm pretty sure, so, I don't think Mike will have any problem fixing that for me, but, the lights and the display on the other radio, it's detachable face on the radio, and so it's a real tiny work to do. I'm glad he's good at that. He fixed that radio before because of the light, but it burned out again.
Yeah, it sure is good to know somebody that can take care of that kind of stuff. Boy, that soldering is such fine work, and you doing a radio or an amp like that's a real skill. It's an art to do that kind of fine soldering. So it's good you got somebody to help you out with it. I sure couldn't do something like that.
Yeah, there's a friend of mine from when I lived downstate. I used to live in Montrose over there in Genesee County by Flint. And I worked at GM there in Flint for 38 years. But now Mike, his name's Mike, and he was one of the, I used to head up a VE team there in Flint, Michigan. And we did it at the Red Cross, at the Human Resource Center, and at Southwestern High School, three different locations we used. But I'd done that for 13 years, and I finally decided when we was moving up here, I think, I'm going to step away from the VE thing. But Mike was one of my main guys with me all the time on that. And he's good at fixing stuff, so he said he'd take care of it for me.
Sounds like a good time. Hey, I think your name's right. I wanted to make sure I got your call sign right for my log. Is that WG8W? Did I get that right?
Yes, you did. Whiskey Golf 8 Whiskey. And I'm a retired truck driver, and I used to use the phonetics. We got 8 wheels.
I love it. That's a great, great call sign. I did a lot of truck driving myself, and nothing as big as that, just, you know, box trucks and stuff like that, but great call sign.
Well, I didn't really drive 8-wheelers. I drove 18-wheelers and 42-wheelers. I mean, many times I drove hauling 8-leggers, 8-axle trailers. I tell you, them things are heavy. But anyhow, I've been retired since 2015 from work, so I don't do no more driving. In fact, I even let my CDL go. I don't have to do that no more. So I'm 77 here, Rich. Back to you, WGAW.
Well, 77 years young. You sound great, and no sense keeping that CDL up and going through the medical and all that. It's an expense and it's an inconvenience. If you're not going to use it, it's great. It's great when you're in the workforce to have that. Boy, there's a sure shortage of drivers, but no sense keeping it around if you're going to just enjoy your retirement. 88 IWS Mobile.
88 IWX. Good afternoon. I'm talking with KF8CQE, Rich, and my call is WG8W. I'm Rod here in Indian River. Go ahead.
Hello, Rod. We've talked before. That's Kilo Delta 8 India Whiskey Sierra. I'm Mobile at the moment. Used to talk to you a lot going up and down, when I would go back and forth from Fenton to Dexter on my daily commute. I'd catch you every now and then going up US 23 to 75, etc. And Rich, I've talked with you before also. I've got a place over at Air Park North, which is about a mile and a half southeast from the corner or the intersection in Alba, US 131 and Alba Highway. And so, Rod, good hearing you in there again. Safe travels over to Atlanta, not too far from me also. Go ahead, Rich, KD8IWS Mobile.
Well, good to hear you too again, sir. You're cutting out intermittently. I don't know if you have your radio on scan, perhaps, because I'm losing you on a regular, like every couple of seconds there. But your signal's coming in loud and clear when you're there. Over.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Could be. I was letting up on the mic a little bit. Let me know if I'm still doing it. Over to you, Rod.
Okay, QD8 9WS. WGW. No, I didn't experience that problem here. You sounded good all the way through that transmission there, but hey guys, I appreciate the company. It's nice to hear you both on the repeater here, but I do have to go because my wife and I are going to be leaving for Atlanta, Michigan, which is about 40 miles from here, and I'm going to take some radio equipment over to a friend that he's going to doctor it up for me. Anyhow, all right, I'm going to get out of here. So, Rich, over to you, and I want to listen for your finals there. This is WG8W73.
Rod, it was nice talking with you. Have a safe trip, and I'm going to check out the two. I think I'm probably losing you. You said you're mobile over there, so that's a pretty far run so down here to me. So I'm going to carry on with what I was doing as well. This is KF8CQV, clear on your guys' final.
Okay, guys, Rich, good talking with you again. And I think you were the one that worked on the repeater of the Northern Michigan Link system up in Petoskey, if I remember correctly. All right, Rod, safe travels, 7-3, everybody, KD8, IWS Mobile, clear.
That is correct. I was on the Petoskey repeater. Still losing you intermittently, so I'm going to let you go. But we will talk again. I know where you're at over there at Air Park. It's closer. And we'll hear you on the air again soon, I'm sure. KF8CQB, clear.
Yeah, hello and good afternoon to the group. I can take Rod's place, W8RT on mobile, heading for Gaylord. The Torch Lake station, what are you running as far as RF and antenna? That is a little bit unusual for the 7-4. I mean, there might be some enhancement. It's a beautiful, clear day, but if you would have told me you were on the 1-9, I would have believed you straight up. But, man, that's a little bit of a haul for the 7-4, and you are absolutely dead nuts, full quieting into it, good.
Great to hear that. That's really super to hear. I'm using a Kenwood TM-281, and I'm using it on high power, which is 65 watts, and I'm running a Tram 1480 collinear antenna with a very short run of LMR 400. So it's a pretty strong station. I'm on the southwest shore of Torch Lake, and there's some unusual propagation here that I think the signals seem to travel up and down the lake because, yeah, I can hear you guys just like you're next door, like you're parked in my driveway.
Well, I would agree with you from my experience with the propagation over Mullet Lake between my house and Sheboygan because there's nothing but dead spots and holes all the way in between until you get to the city of Sheboygan and then it picks right back up, and I'm sure it's a signal propagating over the lake that's got everything to do with it. So, all right, very good. Well, it's great to hear three or four guys out here in a round table in the middle of the afternoon, even on a weekday, even though it's Friday. But, you know, the activity just is not what it used to be, what I think it should be, especially for all the number of guys with licenses, all the new licenses. We just did a VE session on Saturday, got a bunch of upgrades, couple generals, couple extras. Well, we didn't have anybody going from zero to anything. Everybody was just upgrades, but, you know, great to see it. Happy to be involved in it. And, yeah, it's a beautiful day. I'm driving all the way downstate. I hope I don't run into any weather, but it's supposed to be almost 40 down there. Is the other station, and I'm sorry, I'm not even going to attempt at the call sign because I would butcher it, but the other station that was in there, let's just say Jump Ball, W8RPM Mobile 75 stuff.
Yep, I'm still here. This is Kurt. I'm actually in Fenton, Michigan. I'm going through the Flint repeater of the Northern Michigan linked network system. And, I should have a pretty good signal into the Flint repeater, but then again, Rich is getting me intermittently, so I'll step aside. Yeah, I'm glad to hear guys on this, the Northern Link repeater system when I'm up at the cabin. I'd really like to see this, I'd like to see more guys get on the repeaters for sure. Back to you, KD8IWS, Kirkton, Fenton.
All right, very good. The Torch Lake Station, you still in there?
Roger, we're still here. I echo your thoughts on it's nice to hear some activity. I know at the Traverse City swap a couple weeks ago, they said that they had, I think they had 24 people taking the test, so maybe things will pick up. And, you know, I think it's part of it's the off-season, too, being wintertime. You know, a lot of snowbirds and stuff like that. Seems like it's a little busier in the summer.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And 22 people on at Traverse City. It was John was the same guy that was leading the VE crew that did it last past Saturday. And I think that they had I don't remember what the percentage was from Traverse. I don't think it was 100%, but it was pretty darn close. Ours was 80%, but hey, I'll take it. And the one guy even did went to do a double. He went from tech to general, and then we convinced him to take the extra, but he didn't make the extra. But, you know, I applaud him for trying.
Yeah, that's good to hear. Really good to hear. It's nice that we're bringing more folks on board. Hey, I'm going to check out your guys. I was chiming in here, so I'm going to let you guys go and wish you 73. And I hope to talk to you guys again soon. I'll be on here on a regular basis. This is KF8CQV, Rich at Torch Lake, clear.
Okay, Rich, have a good afternoon. We'll catch you on the air a little bit later. The other station, come on back.
So you said you're on Fenton, and Fenton's linked up. I'm assuming that's one of Fred's machines?
Yep, correct. Yeah, I talked to Fred actually a couple weeks ago. And he gave me the link system into the Flint repeater. There's also the Southern link system. And sometimes they get linked together, but I haven't checked the Fenton repeater, Fred's repeater up on south end of town. I don't think it's currently linked, but I was just going to head up on the hill to see if my signal is still choppy. Back to you.
You know, I sometimes have a difficult time keeping them all straight in my head. You know, I'm a transplant from down there. I'm still part of a group that runs about 13 repeaters in the Metro Detroit area. And, you know, everybody knows everybody, you know. So I think that's the 3-5 you're talking about, the 2.35. But I'm not sure. But yeah, it's nice. I mean, it would be nice if there was something that sort of filled in that hole south of Gaylord, like in the Grayling area. You know, you got the standalone 4-5, but once you're south of it, you know, there's really nothing to link you back. So. But anyway, all right. Well, good day to be driving. Good day for being on the road. This thing works fine in Atlanta, and even when it starts to fall out, you can pick up the 670 and the I think it's also the 3-5 over there. So. All right, I will let you run. I'm waiting for a trooper to effect the traffic stop on a commercial vehicle in front of me. I'm kind of dragging my feet because I don't want to go blowing by him, but he's been bird-dogging this guy for a while, and I think it's only a matter of time. 73, my friend, see you again. W8RPM mobile.
My ears are ringing.
Yeah, they should be.
I'll jump in here and correct
Mr. Oh, my. Good afternoon. And, yeah, safe travels. I didn't know how far down you were going or if you'd be picking up the mile repeater or what, but yeah, I'm just coming back up closer to the Fenton repeater. If that was Fred that jumped in there, good afternoon, go ahead.
Yeah, the 1-9, we took Uncle Ron's pair, and Uncle Ron's pair is on the northern VHF hub. So, the main Seaman VHF network has the 3-8 and the 7-8 and the 3-3 and the 2-8 and Lapeer and all that on it. Oh, and the 3-1. So, but the 1-9, Uncle Ron's, I've been connecting it over. Uncle Ron's pair that Uncle Ron gave us is that VHF is over here on the northern.
Yeah. It's not Fred's repeater. It's part of Send Permission Emergency Network. Get it right up there, you transplant. KBSWR.
Well, how about I start calling them your tower, because you're the one that you're the one that climbs them. What's been going on? I haven't really talked to anybody. I went down to Orlando for that little money pit, but it was worth it to get out of the snow. I'd only been to that one once before, and it was so long ago that it was at the indoor convention center, so before my daughter was born, if that tells you anything. But hello to Fred, hello to Jeff, and jump ball.
Well, they're not my towers. It's Central Mission Emergency Network. Ready, Fred? Keep it up, Stevie.
System 8 CMN on the call sign. I don't know who this Fred guy is.
Well, if I put my hand out the window, I could touch the Fenton repeater. I just came up on the hillhead, Fred, just to see if my signal improved. I was downtown Fenton, so I was getting a little bit of chop in there, but back up on the hill, and it's beautiful here. 31 degrees, blue sky, sunshine. I could probably have a little fun up here if I wanted to. Switch over to HF, I guess, but no, Fred, a little repeater up on that northern end. I from the cabin, I can hit Sheboygan and Petoskey. Petoskey is a piece of cake, actually. Go ahead.
No, I kind of figured you'd be able to hit Petoskey and Sheboygan easily from the steer cabin. I can see Petoskey from my cabin, physically, so. That's pretty decent. But I'm just sitting here doing my day job. Although Michelle, before she left, she went to go pick my dad up. And they're getting barbecue. She helped me clean my office. So I actually took a half hour and cleaned my office. I need to, oh man, and dusted and everything. Whew.
Yeah, I wasn't too far from you half an hour ago. I had to pick my son up at Alcera Subaru, and then we were going to go up to Atherton Sales, and that's not very far from you, Irish Road, Atherton Road area, and we were going to go take a look at some toys there, and they were closed. So we went and got a bite to eat, and then I dropped him back off at the Subaru dealership, and was just on my way back to town, and the scanner stopped on the Northern Link system. So Rod up in Indian River, who I used to talk to a lot, when he was truck driving, he'd run up down 23 on his way back up north. And I'd catch him on the commute going down to Dexter every day. But, yep, a lot of good guys in this old business.
So, Ron, why are you coming south?
I'm still here. I'm not quite to Gaylord yet. I'm going down to take care of some business and go to Livonia in the morning, just because I'm going to be there anyway.
So you wanted to go to Livonia and you came up with another excuse. Okay, got it.
Not quite, but so it kind of worked out that way. I I had another reason to be there on these dates, and it's just, I'm like, oh, wait a minute, this date sounds familiar. But I hadn't planned on going, honestly, because of the proximity to, you know, we just got back from Orlando a week ago. And obviously weren't in Traverse City because it was the same day, so. What's the latest on the 3D printing factory? Looks like it runs 24/7.
Well, it got all upgraded. I did the upgrades at Christmas and New Year's, and the new multicolored cases and all that are, I've been printing those up. Like two full setups that went out yesterday. So I don't have anything printing right now. I'm working on cup holders for, like, I got Apex, or the 7000 radios done, and I got an XTS one done, and I'm going to work on one for the Apex 4000 and then XPR 7550. So once I get those designs finished and those ones and tested, I'll add those to the hot plastic squirting farm.
I saw the ATX one. That was pretty cool. Which XTS, the 3 and the 5 or the 25? Or the 5, well, 25 and 15, I think, are the same form factor, aren't they?
I'm using the 5000. That's the that we have, 5000.
Gotcha. I got one somewhere. I got a UHF one. It's my only UHF P25. For the life of me, I can't find it. Afraid it might have got winterized in the camper. I'll find it in the spring, anyway. Jeff, you still there?
Yeah, this is Kurt. I'm still here. Hey, I'm going to check out. I'm just about back home in the driveway. So you guys have a good afternoon. And you should have good travels, Ron, on the way down. Weather's beautiful down here, so no trouble there. And 3D printing. My son and I were just talking about that. We'll have to talk more, Fred. All right, 73 KD8, IWS Mobile, clear.
Hello? Yeah, when I get done with my day job today, which is still waiting, I guess you're supposed to call me. I'm waiting for a phone call from the vendor. As soon as I get done with my day job, I'm going to work on James Township UHF so that I can make the hoe happy. I did, while we were cleaning my work or my office, I did find another DMK URI hoe. I don't know its status, but I did find another one. I'll at least try that first. But and then I have the new DMR repeater for Flip upstairs, so I gotta get it out of the rack and bring it downstairs and get it tuned up and all that. But I'm gonna do James Township first before I worry about the DMR.
Jeff, were you trying to get in there?
No, I just get back in the truck.
Okay. Tried tossing it to you a couple times. Where, pray tell, is James Township?
West side of Saginaw. In the west and a little bit south, but mainly west of Saginaw.
All right. Very good. I've got a bit of traveling here in the next, you know, couple of weeks. Doing some people favors and going further south than I want to, but what else have I got to do, right?
I thought when you guys retired, you were just supposed to thin your butts and, you know, fish or play cribbage or something.
Now you'd have to teach me how to play cribbage. I know it's a board with a bunch of little pins, but that's all I know. I'm trying to figure out if I should buy gas up here, if I should keep going south in the hopes that it gets cheaper, but I do not know. I'll have to buy gas between here and where I'm going, but, you know, I allegedly retired from lending, started collecting Social Security as soon as I turned 62 and a half, and kept doing my real estate stuff, kept doing my caption phone stuff, and I was appointing elected officials for almost a full term. That ended in November. Now I got people calling me for loans again, so I might jump back into that under my own name. I've been doing it all along, but I just put my own license back in. And we got a couple installers quit with the phone thing, but they're like, you know, south of Traverse. I'm like, I do not want to be driving, you know, 200 miles a day, but I guess on a temporary sort of fill-in basis. So I guess at the moment I only have 3 jobs, whereas before I had 4.
I thought when you guys check stuff up north there, 200 miles a day is not the end of the world, because it takes you so long to go from one side to the other.
Well, Traverse City for me is about 85 miles. You know, and it doesn't matter which way you go. You know, it's 6 of one, half a dozen of the other. In a clear day, it's worth taking the Lakeview, staying off 75. But, and then to get south from there, you know, I mean, I've had stuff down in, you know, Beulah and what's that goofy four corner place? Somebody's Corners, you know, Chum's Corners, I think. You know, and that's all day. You know, it's 2 hours down and 2 hours back, and just not really cost effective.
Wait, you mean in 75 down to 72 and over to Travers is about the same instead of going down 31?
Faster. It's faster, but nowhere near as scenic.
Yeah, I guess I could see that depending on the time of day on 31. Or here, actually.
Yeah, I'm out for Maalox. I'll be back. WRT.
Hey, I forget. You're on the east side of 75 there, so. All right, give it us.
Give it us there. Give it us there.
I heard you.
Testing. GAW. WAVPC testing.